In the woods of North Georgia, more than 190 bodies have been found in a grim search outside the tri-state crematory. They are corpses that should have been cremated. Just 29 have been identified so far. Georgia State Medical Examiner Chris Sperry says authorities continue to search.
It will take as long as necessary until the last set of human remains is removed from there and is interred of or appropriately or returned to the family members.
And now the search has broadened to the proprietor's home. NPR's Debbie Elliott is in Noble, Georgia. Debbie, what have they found in the home?
Well, a team of investigators today unearthed a coffin with human remains behind his house. This is 28-year-old Ray Brent Marsh, and they say that more bodies are possibly buried underneath some mounds of dirt in his backyard. They're also looking inside his brownstone home for any business or computer records, anything that might give some clues as to why so many bodies were never cremated. His house is just up the road from the Tri-State Crematory, where about 125 officers are working to recover remains. One corrections officer today called it the worst thing that he's ever seen. He says searchers are just finding stray body parts scattered about in the woods. They've also uncovered stacks of human remains in outbuildings, in vaults, in open pits in the ground. They date from as recently as, say, last week, all the way back 15 years.
Debbie, can you shed any further light on why this was undetected for so long?
That is the major question here. No one seems to have an answer to that. The neighbors say they didn't suspect anything. There was never a foul odor in the area. No one, even from the funeral homes that did business with this facility, had anything to say. About 30 funeral homes from Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama had been doing business with the Marsh family for nearly 20 years. But they would have never had a reason to actually go on to the 16-acre property because that crematory offered pickup and delivery.
And state regulators, where were they?
Well, this facility is unregulated. It does not do business with the general public, and under Georgia state law, it doesn't have to be regulated. It acts as sort of a contractor for funeral homes. Now, that is something that the Georgia legislature is trying to change.
Debbie, what's been learned about the actual operation of the business?
The records that they've recovered so far at the crematory have been very sketchy. Now, today investigators said they did know that Tri-State charged anywhere from $200 to $1,500 for cremation, and they estimate that it cost about $25 to use the furnace each time. So they're really baffled by the motive here. For now, Ray Brent Marsh has been charged with 16 felony counts of theft by deception, and more are likely.
And very quickly, are people bringing in supposed remains for identification?
Yeah, families are bringing in ashen remains, photos, other things to help with the identification. Experts have analyzed about 130 sets so far. They say 16 have been found not to be human ashes, mostly are cement. One disturbing discovery in what did turn out to be human remains, but it was not the right ones because a body was later found and identified as that family's loved one.
Debbie, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Debbie Elliott speaking with us from Noble, Georgia. Thank you.